And guess what? Every one of you are a part of that ministry. Every one of you are a part of that ministry. And today, we're going to come to a time of prayer. And it's time to get involved. What do you think? It's time to get involved. We didn't know it was going to snow this Sunday, but God did. He already knew that was going to happen. And I want to give you just a little bit of scripture. And if you'll go with me to Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. And I want to go over this for just a moment, and we're going to come to the altar and pray. And then after we pray, you get to go in the new atrium. And right after we pray, and you got time from now until you go to Bible study, and guess what's set up in the atrium? Every ministry in this church. And you know what? We are yet at Hillview Heights Church to have everybody involved in something making a difference. And we got it. Now we got a lot of folks. Now at the 8 o'clock, y'all are a little more involved. You're here. You're into things. But you know what? We got a whole lot more things to get done. I really want you to know that 85,000 number, that's not some dream that we came up with. That is the sincere mission of this church. Now my desire is the same desire that God has. I pray that everybody in Warren County, Kentucky, would join in a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're going to approach it like that. All right. So what's our job? Our job is to make sure that everybody in the county and beyond its borders hears the gospel in a very clear way. We're committed to that. Now, we can't save them. Does everybody understand that? We can't save them. You can't watch. You're married. How many of you all have tried to change your spouse? Everybody's attempted. How many accomplished? Zero. Same thing goes with salvation. Our job, we cannot save them, but guess what we can do? We can tell them. We can tell them about a Jesus that is for real, a cross and a resurrection. And Molly, you found out this week, bless your heart, girl, that most people don't believe this. Molly called me. She'd been in a class and she'd been in a Bible class and she had heard things she didn't hear in Sunday school. And she said, "What is this?" I said, "Molly, it's what I preach to you every Sunday. A lot of people that even hold a Bible don't see the cross and the resurrection. A lot of people that say they think God is a mere suggestion to humanity. But I want to tell you who you are. How many of y'all are glad you're saved? Anybody in here glad you're saved? Now let me hear that you're glad you're saved. Okay. Now here's what I want you to know. It starts there. If you can't rejoice over Jesus Christ saving your soul, you're never going to tell anybody. Boy, I got thrown out of a conference one time. Had this pastor, he raised his hand and he said, "Well, Dr. Ayers, I would like to know in your opinion, why do you think the church is not evangelistic now?" I said, "The greatest problem we have is most people that go to church aren't saved." And he goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "Saved people do what the Savior says. What we've created is merit for sitting. We think, and watch this, and I'm not going to deceive you. Guess what? You can sit here in that seat from now until the trumpet blows. But if you don't have a personal, authentic, salvific relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you're doomed."
Amen.
And so I want you to know who you are. How many of you are glad to know you're children of God? You are children of God. So as children of God, look at Colossians, you ready? As children of God, therefore, as God's chosen people. How many of you realize you didn't choose yourself? God chose you. He chose on the cross to forgive us. He chose to enter into our lives. He chose to give us power and ability. He chose to let us live a life toward heaven. He chose that. So therefore, as God's chosen people, now guess who we are? Holy and dearly loved. I mean, y'all glad to know you're loved no matter what. Even when you don't feel loved, you're loved. How many of y'all glad to know that? Marley, even when they're picking on you and Chris Allen, you're still loved, baby. You're one of God's what? Children. And here's what God's children are going to do. Let me kind of show you what's going to happen. As God's beloved children, we're going to make sure that the children in this congregation are beloved by God. We're committed to children. We're committed to children. In a big and powerful way. And then he says, we got to put on some things. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You know, those are all in this congregation. A lot of you are very compassionate. That's why we're going to get it done. Kindness. How many of y'all glad to know you can come to a church where people are kind to you? Watch this. Bottom line of Hillview, we want you to get better. That's the bottom line. I like to speak clearly. The bottom line is you ought to come to church. You ought to worship Jesus. You ought to pray. You ought to learn the Bible. You ought to learn each other. And most of all, guess what? You ought to be compassionate about everything that you do. You ought to be kind. We're humble because guess what? You can't save yourself. Which is, you're not going to get a pin for being saved. It's in the package. You're not going to get a certificate that says, I am now saved. I am a good person. No, you're walking and you're journeying and you're being faithful with God. And in that journey with God, you begin to see who you are in Christ. Dearly loved, possible, gentle, and patient. We got to do something with each other. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. Guys, I'm going to tell you what. This one thing I love about our church. It's a place that restores people instead of condemns people. How many of y'all have been condemned enough? It doesn't take me but about 3 emails to figure out how bad I am. You know? 3 emails will tell me how bad I am, but I better hear God tell me how possible I am in grace. That's where we live, to be restored in grace. And then here's what I want you to know. Here's our command. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. This is a place of forgiveness. This is a house of forgiveness. We're building a building of what? Forgiveness. How many of y'all realize if you have children, they are going to mess up? And for those of you all that have perfect kids, please relieve yourself of that. They're plaguing the rest of us. They really are. Watch all the teachers that go, yeah. How many of you teachers are always glad to graduate that perfect child from your class? That's right. Give them back to their parents. You love them more than we do. I can promise you that. Because none of us are perfect, and so we got to forgive each other as the Lord has done what? Forgiven us. And then he tells us this. You ready? And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to one peace. And be thankful. And be what? Thankful. This is a big year. You've heard it sung all morning. The only way into heaven is through a relationship with Jesus Christ. We're going to open this altar up. And you know what? I hope that every one of you come to the altar today. If we need room, these chairs are mobile, so we'll push them back, all right? We're going to pray right now. And if anybody needs to come to Christ, I want you to hear the message clearly. There is no connection to heaven unless Jesus saves you. Is everybody clear on that? There's no connection to heaven unless Jesus saves you. I want everybody to understand that. If you haven't been baptized yet, I'm going to encourage you with deep passion to get that taken care of. You say, why do you want me to be baptized? Well, if you believe, I want you to step up and put the mark of Christ on you. If you believe. The time of this decision card baloney we've been doing in the church, you know, and I always loved this one, like people were ashamed of the gospel. Everybody close your eyes and bow your heads. And if you feel like the Lord is touching you, raise your pinky up so you won't be... Man, if you get saved, I want to stand up and shout it out. I hear people tell me all the time, well, I'm too embarrassed to come to the altar. I said, you won't be when you know Him. When you truly know Him, you'll stand up and say, Jesus is my Lord. He really is. And you know what? I've never seen anybody embarrassed coming to the altar. Well, I want us to pray for some things today. They're going to be out-of-the-box prayers. How many of y'all want to do it? I mean, just a big prayer. I mean, it takes Jesus kind of movement. I pray. Now, you ready? Here's the move that we pray together at the altar. That from a time a preschooler enters in that building over there, y'all going to be in the new atrium. It's really cool out there. And in just a couple months, I don't know exactly when. I'm not giving a time and a date. Marley, there's only one thing harder than knowing whether it's going to snow or not. And that's when this building's going to be finished or not. It's the same kind of forecast, isn't it, Jim? Who knows? But you know what? It'll be done soon. And then once it's done, and I want to tell you what, I'm proud of the leadership in this church. You know what we decided? We would rather have a quality building that lasts for a lifetime than hurry up and have to be fixing things for a lifetime. So we got great leadership here. Amen? You know, if you get people in a hurry, they're messed up. How many of y'all, we want it ready to go. Because you know what? We got a mission. We got to wear that building out. And it's a heavy-duty building. And we got to wear it out with kids. Here's our prayer. First prayer. All these children you see... I pray as they enter in, they will feel the love of God. And that not one child come out of that building at 18 without a relationship with Jesus Christ. 100%. 100%. They're going to hear about the cross, the resurrection, the love of God. They're going to see people clothed in the things we just talked about. So today, if you've never been baptized, this is a great day at the end of this month. You've heard about Jesus all month long. To step up in here to this altar and say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my sin. I want to be connected to the cross and resurrection. I want to be able to sing, it's your love, and know it is. I won't be able to do that. Well, guess what? God desires to save you. You say, how you know? I've studied the Bible. God desires to save you. I mean, how many of y'all glad to know you got a God that wants to save you? You know, listen, if you could save yourself, Jesus would have never had to come. That tells you right there, we can't save ourselves. Now, some of you are real intellectual, and I honor your intellect. But guess what? Adam and Eve had the utmost of intellect. They were the most reasonable human beings ever created because they lived in a state of perfection. Most reasonable human beings ever created. And guess what? They fell into sin. Your mind cannot save you. Your thinking patterns cannot save you. Our technology will not what? Save us. There's one thing that'll save us, Jesus Christ. So I want you to come and pray that no child leave this church without a relationship with Jesus Christ. I want you to pray for their parents. I want you to pray and give thanks. We're supposed to be thankful. Guess what? How many of y'all are thankful that we build a children and youth building? I got to tell you real quick how thankful I am. Guess what? We were that close to messing up. We had this big worship center planned and all that kind of stuff, and we kept praying. Now, let me tell you about your elders. Here's what I love about our elders. They pray. I mean, if you look at all the elders, you'll know God's got to do something, okay? And we kept praying, didn't we, Andy? And we tried, watch this, we were trying to talk ourselves into making a worship center what God wanted. But God kept irritating us. He kept irritating us. Then we'd go to the BAM team. Remember, Jim? And one month he'd feel like, man, this is it. And the next month he'd like, man, I don't know. Well, I'm glad we prayed, don't you? I'm glad we didn't hurry up. I'm glad we didn't push it through. Because you know what I believe? This building's supposed to be here at this moment of time. And boy, is it on time. For everything, you know, I had no idea what would be going on in the world today. I had no idea that by this time we'd have a national deficit that looks just astonishes me. I had no idea that we would lose all bearings of sense. There's got to be somebody telling these kids there's a way, there's a truth, there's a life, there's a heaven, there's salvation, there's a way to live that MTV's not going to tell them. And VH1's not going to tell them. BET's not going to tell them that. ABC's not going to tell them that. CBS is not going to tell them that. The computer's not going to tell them that. Guess what? People who love God are going to tell them that. And that's you all. That's us. So if you need to be baptized, this is a good time. First of the year, get that taken care of. If you've never asked Jesus Christ in your life, you got to repent. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. You're a Savior. Come into my life. See what happens. And I want you to come and pray. Okay? Obviously, the next stage of the building, what do we got to do now? We got to have workers to fill it up, but what else we got to do? This is a very practical thing that we have to do. We have to pay for it. Now, don't let that alarm you, okay? The government is not the only people that have a debt at the moment. We do too. And guess what? This is just the way it works. We've called the bank. We told them that we would pray for them every day if they'd just call it even. They refused that deal. We said, well, let me tell you what. Here's what we'll do. We'll send you some Bibles. How about that? They said, no deal. I said, what about on our checks if we just share our favorite Bible verse with you? And guess what? They said, no deal. They want cash. That's fine. They're in business. They're supposed to have cash. It's the way it works. And so you know what? We're going to get this thing taken care of in the name of Jesus faster than you can imagine. Also, we've been talking in the worship team. One of the things we're going to start here in the offering here soon is kind of just a neat little offering deal. It's going to be a dollar offering. How many of y'all have ever been to McDonald's and ate off the dollar menu? It's a buck. Yeah, I eat it off all the time. And you know what? We're going to open up, not today, but in the weeks following. We got some people in our congregation, and we got some situations of just folks hurting for the way things are right now. Y'all cool with that? And so after we take up our regular offering, that runs the church, okay? But at the end of each service here shortly, in a few Sundays, we're going to have what's called a dollar offering. And all you give is a dollar. And we're going to give a dollar on the way out, and that money is strictly going to be used to help folks that are getting in a bind. Just a dollar, okay? And you don't give any more. You don't give $10. You give what?
A dollar.
A dollar. And that's going to be used for helping folks. Does that sound like a pretty good idea? Hold on. It's not my idea. How many of y'all realize in the body of Christ, things can move? I got this idea from one of our church plants who got the idea from a church up in Louisville that was doing it. And they have a real large congregation. And their dollar offering, now they're a real large congregation. They have about 24,000 people that meet up there in Louisville every weekend. And guess what? They got a dollar offering and they get about $15,000 a week to help people. And that's all they use it for, is helping with rent, making sure people have groceries and those kind of things. That's all that's used for. Now, but during the middle of the service, they tithe so that they can run the operations of the church so that they can continue to bless people in that. So that'll be coming up. Just wanted to inform you of that. Today, here's what we're going to do. We're coming to the altar right now. And then as soon as we finish this altar, we're going right outside of the atrium. That'll be right out these back doors. Is that not cool or what? And we're going to hang out. You all have name tags on. How many of y'all have name tags? Some of you have been resistant to your name. Timmy, where is your name tag? Huh? Susie, T-I-M. I know that's tough on him, but, Yeah, make sure that we have those on. Listen, I don't like them. You don't like them. But guess what? Somebody needs to know your names. That makes sense? Somebody needs to know your names. Just the best way to do it. Well, let's pray and open this altar. Stand with me right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you for who you've made us to be. And this morning, we thank you that we can sing of your love because we're covered by your sacrifice, your blood. And we've sung about that. So listen, church, let God move. Lord, if there's someone here today that needs to know this great message, the greatest message of all, just tell them right now, Jesus, in the Spirit, they can be saved. And Lord, if you feel God just speaking to your heart right now, just ask Him, Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned. Come into my life. Bless me. Love me. I believe you died for me. I believe you've risen in me. Now, if you've already made that decision sometime during the week, you need to come and let the pastors know, and we need to talk about baptism. If you've been following Christ for a long time and never been baptized, I really want to encourage you, this is the year to get that done. Let's get it squared up. Let's get it taken care of. Let's stand up and stand with Jesus and all that He does. And then I want us to come forward for just about 5 minutes, and I want us to pray for this new building. Let's pray that no child leaves that building, Chuck, without knowing Jesus. If they walk up that ramp at 19 years old, 18 years old, and they know Jesus Christ, guess what I know? It may be difficult, but it will be all right. It may be crazy, but it will be all right one day. Amen? Amen. And so let's just ask the Lord to bless, all right? This altar's open in the name of Jesus. Come, let's pray and let's ask God. Let's ask God to pay that building off as soon as possible.